Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get off. It was wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 49ers have signed wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown.
What a name.
Equanimeous. The brother of Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So he should be a baller.
Son of Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Damn. Ever see that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I saw that last night on TV for some reason. His dad.
He's man.
Their dad, I should say. 49ers started training camp today. It was day for everybody to report. And Juwan Jennings has showed up. You're expecting him to practice, but we'll have to see whether he gets that contract redone or not.
It's that time, partner.
And if he doesn't, he said he wants out.
Bet Online just released their, it's a betting site, Bet Online, their Super Bowl odds. Can you and Evan guess the top five that have the best odds in Vegas to win the Super Bowl?
I think that's easy.
All right. When you miss
Chiefs.
Okay. They are fourth. Mm-hmm. So count the bucket. Evan?
Eagles.
They are second. Count the bucket.
Bills.
They are third. Count the bucket. Two more.
Ravens.
The Ravens are number one. Count the bucket. You guys are missing one. And I'll be quiet.
Yeah, please. Please.
Hey.
Who do we have so far?
You got the Ravens. You got the Eagles. You got the Chiefs. You got the Bills. There's one more.
The Green Bay Packers.
Please.
Lions?
Ah, he got it. They're same round.
Lions are done.
Not to bet online.
Oh, my God. They have no shot.
Steiny, why do you say that?
They lost their center.
Well, Bet Online thinks differently.
You like Ragnow?
I do.
Niners have the eighth best odds. 18 to 1.
Let's go to Chris in San Jose. He wants to talk about the error. Whether it was. Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Real quick, Mr. Lee missed that fly ball, but as you may or may not know, when you're in the outfield and you have a ball that you may or may not see, you have to tell us by horizontally holding your arms out that tells you that you're in line. It tells us he's in line to make the catch. You know, Willie Mays tapped his glove. When he tapped it, that told everybody, I got it. Now, Mr. Lee didn't give us any signal whatsoever that he was in line for this ball. But as he saw it, he should have held his arms horizontal and turned his palms up like he's feeling for rain, and that tells us he's in line for the ball. And that's fundamental baseball.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
I'll say this about this current Giant team. When Adamas was struggling, he also was struggling in the field. Leads the all major leagues with 13 errors, Steiny. And I'm wondering if Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos are taking their struggles with the bat into the outfield. You say what to that?
Maybe. I got to tell you, Goo, you'd be a great interviewer. You ask questions that are not very easy.
No, I'm serious. No, but where I fall off at is I answer them before you answer, the person that answers.
But, for example, Steiny.
And that wasn't that hard.
Do you think Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee, because they're slumping, are taking it into the field?
Which would be, yeah. And they wouldn't be the only baseball players to ever do that.
Correct.
I believe.
But I don't know. Maybe I think, like, honestly, I think Ramos stinks in left field, whether he's hitting 400 or whether he's hitting 200.
I don't know why when he said it. Bastani, when he made the All-Star game, and I know it wasn't because of his glove.
Defense.
Right, but I didn't know his defense was this big of a liability. It's his angles to the balls. There was one last night, and Fleming is my guy. He applauded Ramos down the line, Stani, for the effort. But I'm like, a good left fielder, or maybe just a little above average,
not above
gets
average.
That ball.
Yeah, no, above average does get that ball. And see, this is... You're going to think I'm being a wise ass, but I'm not. A guy like Ramos, like he's what, year and a half now? It's taken a year and a half, but we realize he's not a really good left fielder. And there's a wart there. There's a weakness there. And over the course of a season, that hurts you once in a while. So, like, now Elliot Ramos in the scouting report, it's 270 and he's got some pop, but if you're the opposing team, you're going to try to run on him, and you're gonna have a guy in left field that hurts you once in a while.
I'm wondering how long you can afford that. Like, if they hang on to him, and I know Shasky talked about it. I was listening to the Spaces last night. But Stein, he talked about just possibly trading Ramos to get something. If you wanted to do that, I wouldn't do it. My point being, I mean, how close is DH in his future, and I'm going past this season, if Devers turned into your first baseman? I mean, man.
Not on this team. I don't think he's a DH on this team. Mm. They can't afford it. They have too many of them. Maybe next year. But
yeah, I'm disappointed in his defense, man. Along with Jung Hoo Lee here. Like, that's his ball. You just can't have that happen.
But it shouldn't have happened, but a bunch of stuff happened last night. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, the 49ers start training camp today with players reporting. And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan met with the media. First practice is tomorrow. And Guru, if I were to ask you let me just go through this again if you haven't heard. No timetable for Brandon Ayuk's return. They're waiting on the league to issue the discipline with Marcus Robinson, wide receiver who had a DUI in the offseason. Juwan Jennings has reported. They're hoping he practices tomorrow. But that still has to be addressed and rectified, although John Lynch said he loves Juwan Jennings. And then Ricky Pearsall is on the PUP list, but that is not expected to linger too long. So it sounds like Pearsall will practice at some point, but it won't be maybe this week or something like that.
The best news of the day is what you said when that news first broke about McCaffrey's reporting healthy. I mean, that's what this season... Forget the defense. I know I've been fixated on it. I think Jennings is going to get a raise, Donnie. I just feel like that's a layup because they can't afford. And Robinson possibly facing suspension, which we know he's not going to skate on that. So I'll say all that to say is McCaffrey's health, is everything. You got to have him up and running, man.
Yeah, and you have to have him up and running consistently throughout the season. And – is he the guy you're worried? Is he the guy you're most worried about getting hurt?
Yes, no doubt. Because Baby Marshawn is no longer here.
Baby Marshawn,
who took his spot last year and was running and led the league in rushing for about
Mason.
Desmond Mason also played for the Sonics.
Yeah, Evan don't fall for it. But anyway,
Jordan Mason,
man,
remember Desmond Mason?
Yeah, I do.
Good little play.
Yeah.
Lost to Jay Rich in the dunk contest.
Did he really?
Yeah, he had hops. Good call, E.
Did he have the ha-ha?
He had hops.
Are hops and ha-ha different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy McGrady had both.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds...
about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Back to the Giants. They're 3.5. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Donnie. I'm cutting.
I was just gonna say they're 3.5 out of the wild card now.
So if you were on Mars and you didn't watch the season, you'd be like, "Hey, they're in pretty good shape, just like a horse race." But darn it, Donnie, we are 3 days for this team being 500. All that goodwill that you've built, they built it, would go down the drain. Do you get mad when I say, and I have put it in the cap, if this team does not make the offs, this is a major disappointment?
They haven't made the playoffs since 2021. They made the playoffs once in 9 years. This is Buster Posey's first year. I know you disagree with me, and I know you hate when I say this, but actually, there's less urgency on Buster Posey this year than there will be next year or the year after
that. So what does it mean when you go, I'm bringing Buster in this to a degree, more Melvin, what does it mean when you go add a bat to this, to your team, and it's like a dud? What, like, who's that on?
It'll eventually be on Posey. But the other thing is, let me tell you what's very possible is, you know, Adames finishes up the season, you know, 235, and
he's not who I'm worried about.
There's a chance Devers, let's say Devers never really comes around this year. Okay, and Chapman does what Chapman does, and they miss the playoffs. Okay, you know what's going to happen? The Giants and their fans will talk about, well, next year, just like Jimmy Butler, oh, next year Devers will be better because he'll have a whole spring training and he will have been here all year and he's going to be better next year.
I'm starting to wonder if the Red Sox knew anything with the medicals. And I don't dare want to do this, but I have the thoughts. Stiney, if he's played his best baseball, and I know I'm that's 5 yards ahead, but could you imagine if he didn't snap out of this and this is who he was for you?
Sure, I can. I mean, like this, am I a jerk for saying, doesn't this happen all the time with pitchers? I was thinking about this the other day. Blake Snell. He got a five years, 150? Is that what he got from the Padres?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers. So
he's getting closer.
But here's the thing. Yeah, I know he is. Like, the Dodgers didn't sign Blake Snell because they thought he was going to be a good pitcher for him for 5 years. There's no way they signed him with that in mind. You sign a guy like Blake Snell in the hopes that when you need him,
oh, no doubt,
he's healthy.
Now, how is that different? Now, go ahead. Because Devers was going to be the piece that had you vie for the division with the Dodgers, and you were right there.
Yeah, well, maybe Devers is going to get hot at a later time when you need him more.
So nothing physically to you is making Devers not perform. I believe there's a major correlation.
I go old school here, Goo. And my feeling is if you're playing, you're healthy. And he's playing.
So you were the type of parent that would send your kids to school sick. Oh, you're okay.
Well, we all did 30 years ago.
Yeah,
well, you did too. 30 years ago.
Yeah, but not now. Evan, I think about the other kids.
Evan wanted to jump in.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to compare a
pitchers
signing.
And
no, the Giants and the Dodgers. Like the Dodgers, if Blake Snell doesn't pitch this year, they're not in the can.
Right.
But if one of the Giants' big boys gets hurt, then that really disrupts stuff.
And one of them's hurt, Evan.
Who?
What? Devers.
Well, he's less than 100% for sure, but the Dodgers are paying Blake Snell in hopes that he's healthy in October.
Exactly. Yep.
They're paying Tyler Glasnow in hopes that he's healthy in October.
What a luxury.
What's going on with my guy Gonsolin? He get hurt again? Was he in the rotation?
Well, but similar, like Tanner Scott last night.
Man.
Like felt a tingle in the arm.
Tingle. Ready to tingle.
But you can afford to just shut him down because you have other guys. But like the Giants need Rafael Devers to play well over the course of 6 months. They don't just need him for two or three.
Evan, and I'm so with you, but I've heard this, not just from fans. If somehow you wave the white flag is shutting him down. Because now I'm starting to wonder, whatever he is dealing with, he looked like he was 70% rounding those bases. It's not the first time we saw it. So whatever's going on is not getting better. If you wave the quote-unquote white flag, wouldn't that constitute shutting him down maybe for next year? Because who knows how bad or if surgery's involved to get him right.
Yeah, that would be the white flag. But you're so far away from that. I mean, it's not even at the deadline yet. And the Giants are not that far behind from the wild card. It's I don't know. Like, I actually was pretty shocked today to hear people talking about white flags across the station.
I didn't say it.
Well, seriously, like, you're still above 500. The team is not playing well whatsoever. But waving the white flag on July 22nd,
well,
like,
Shasky
seriously.
Said Monday, and I was with them, they still got action today.
If Shasky told you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Now, how do you get that from that? I was just telling you, that's my guy. But Monday, he was like, you know, the math is there, and today, the flag got brought up.
He's emotional.
We all are.
Not you can't be emotional in baseball.
Well, shout out Bob Melvin.
Well, yeah, and he got emotional one time, and it turned their season sideways.
Telling a guy to hit somebody and not getting emotional.
Telling a rookie to hit somebody. Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wonder what Birdsong would say to that notion. I think, like, he would like,
but here's what
I don't care
what he would say, because the results speak for themselves.
Well, it's the same with Devers. If you want to, he's really not that hurt. He's going out there, but he's compromised, man.
And he's still...
got a couple of hits yesterday.
Yeah.
No homers.
510's got a question for you, Goo.
You can ask it.
Is Devers a Thundercat?
He is. We need Thundercat.
Yeah, he's a Thundercat.
He's
too old to be a Thundercat.
Snotty, stop.
He's too slow to be a Thundercat. Seriously.
He's not Lou Brock, so why do you... He hits the ball over, and he's supposed to run in a trot. I hate seeing him on the base paths. Hit it out and do your trot.
I actually enjoy him on the base path.
It's like watching
a semi.
Carter, get your boy, man.
It's like he's got to shift three gears to get to 40 miles an hour.
We're laughing, but it's really not funny, because if something goes or blows...
I think it's worth a chuckle.
Negligence on line one.
Did you see him... coming around third, and he was practically begging Matt Williams not to send him.
I rewound it like three times, Evan. Like, don't tell me the dude's not hurt. I got to be honest. I'm being real here always.
Here we go.
I think he's got some Draymond to him early.
I think
he's
Jimmy Butler.
Where they're afraid to tell him to sit down.
I think he's Jimmy Butler. Minus the impact.
Well, then he ain't Jimmy Butler.
But his personality. It's something about Devers. I can't put my finger on it. There's something about Devers.
And I'm giving
Devers.
Him credit for going out there, but I'm thinking about, okay, Goo, forget this season. Long term, are we so sure he's going to be healthy, man? Are we making it worse?
You
saw that hit.
He's played for a month. Does he look like he's gotten worse?
He's as slow as he's ever been. It ain't about speed, brother.
Yes, it is.
It is not about, shout out Keanu Reeves. This is about, oh my God. Check under the hood.
You must not have watched him in Boston.
Well,
you hate that, don't you?
No.
So seriously, hey, Goo, I watched him in Boston. He was on my fantasy team for years. He's slow.
Yeah, and
he's slow.
And his home run trots would slow. That's the Rafi Devers I know. Two homers.
You take the monster away from him, and he's mediocre.
God, I hate you. Radio hates you sometimes.
That slipped out.
I've said it to you before.
Yeah. You have.
Off air. What you got?
That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. Hey. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
Let me tell you who's lucky right now. And I thought about my two uncles, Crook and Kipe. They're watching, but it's different than having to watch and call and be professional. Like, they're at home with a cold one, like, good God.
Oh, they're not on this
trip? Yeah, they're not. Javi Lopez and our guy Flynn. Like, Evan, I'm really thinking about, boy, they are running hot.
They've watched... they've forgotten more baseball than we'll ever watch in our life. I actually don't think that they're that down.
But we all can admit this is disappointing. It might end the night, but this is going the wrong way. The play, focus, Melvin, you asked, the communication, the morale.
The last six games, you're right, it hasn't gone
well. No, it's longer than that. What's the record since Devers?
Well, if you take the six losses away, they're 11-12 with Devers.
Why would we take the six away?
Well, because they're on a losing streak. I'm acknowledging, you're right. They're not, right now, They're not playing
since
well.
He's come to town.
But right. So but the whole season has not been this way. They've lost six in a row.
Yeah.
They were nine games over. Now they're three games over. It's very easy to say these guys are not playing well right now, and they're not. But baseball, they have played 101 games, and the season has not been this bad. It hasn't. It's still, we're still okay.
But if this was NASDAQ, Scotty, and they were stocked, this is plummeting. Give me that. Until they get back on it.
Right, and what else do you know about the stock market?
Everything.
Well, right, I don't want to say it can everything. Come back at a moment's notice.
No doubt.
Today's performance is not indicative of future results.
Okay, so are you buying the giant stock right now?
Hell no.
See, that's what I meant.
Actually, now would be the time.
Exactly.
Well, all right.
You know what? You know what? Just for this, yeah, I'm buying. Because Devers is going to get hot. But you know what? No, I can't. Actually, I'm not buying. They don't have enough pitching.
You laugh at all my takes. I do. This is where I just double back and think about Kapler.
Why?
Whatever he's doing, however he does, I can't do the well. You thought it was me, huh? You ran me out of San Fran, the Pasoy problem, all that. You thought it was me.
Well, you were the one who didn't like us.
How you like us now?
You asked for it. Like, literally, you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, asked for this.
We can't platoon. That's not baseball. We need everyday players.
Okay, you got everyday players, and guess what?
Well, not in the leadoff
spot. They're struggling.
Not in
the leadoff
spot.
So live with it.
Not in the leadoff spot.
Guru, one thing that managers and baseball people know is guys slump occasionally.
I get it.
And you don't sit them down just because there's a...
No, I'm talking about this dude's hurt. Devers is hurt.
Okay, so we're sitting Devers. We're certainly sitting Ramos.
We're sending a message to Ramos to get your head out the keister.
Is he going
to
sit? We sitting him?
Well, now you're doing too much.
How about Adamas? Day off for Adamas?
Why would we? He's hot as a firecracker.
How about Chapman? He didn't make that play last night.
Stop. That was fluke.
They need days off.
No, you got to send a message to some guys that are making bonehead plays. And Ramos is on line one.
The biggest, let me tell you, and I haven't done this in a while. You know who stinks?
I'm trying to really think.
Patrick Bailey stinks. I'm going to ask a very serious question.
I got it, but it's
serious, I got to ask Evan.
Wow. Can't wait for me to go. Go ahead, E.
Is Patrick Bailey a great defensive catcher, or does Patrick Bailey super excel at just throwing guys out who are trying to steal? Exactly.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to Evan.
Speechless.
No, he is.
He's good?
Yeah, he's a good defensive catcher.
A lot of pass balls.
What are you talking about?
He's caused the run.
But nobody's stealing on him anymore.
That's
like steals are such a minor part of the game.
Because he's a threat to throw them out. That's part of the game.
Can you look up pass balls?
Oh.
Please. I bet you can't even find the leaders. When did you have this thought about that?
Over the last eight games,
he's had like six pass balls. Two of them have led to runs.
One time his mitt messed up. He had to get a new mitt.
Okay. All right. He gets a little casual back there. That's all I'm saying. He tries to, you know.
If you're on the Dodgers, you can have a Patrick Bailey. When you're on the Giants, I'm just starting to wonder how long you can play this game.
Thank you, estimated.
You need thump.
And I didn't say he was a bad defensive catcher. I just asked a question on whether.
And why would you say thank you to estimated?
Because he said he's good, but he's sloppy. He doesn't dot his I's or cross his T's.
It's why he's behind the plate. So you forget that walk-off, huh?
He's 23rd.
Exactly.
And there's 30 teams.
And he's got a staff of control guys. Interesting.
You know who's one of the worst defensive catchers?
Cal Raleigh?
No.
Not Will Smith?
Will Smith.
Who hit a homer the other night.
He too.
That dude, man, would you want Will Smith or Bailey?
Okay. I mean, how do you answer that?
I get.
I mean, why do you even ask that? See, you don't know.
It was material. Shout out Dibs.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Man, we did a whole 2 hours hadn't brought up on Giants and Wilmer Flores.
Why would we?
I mean,
what did he do last night?
Nothing.
Right.
And he looks like last year's Wilmer. What's going on? So has Devers' acquisition messed it?
Of course it has. So
you're getting softer by the day. Dude, your job.
So
see ball, hit ball.
Look at his at-bats since Devers got here, and I guarantee you, you'll find out that he's not hitting as much. Like, he doesn't get the at-bats. Guru.
What's up, baby? He made your bed.
Hey, by the way, if you're wrapping up the workday, I'm not quite there yet, but come 2 o'clock, it'll be time to flip that mental switch, time to unwind. And it all starts with New Vodka, N-U-E. That's right, New Vodka. It's American-made. It's award-winning. 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste. New is smooth, people. It's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka, and it doesn't make your wallet hurt. And what we like to say is, no velvet rope needed. That means you don't have to be fancy. It's great vodka at a solid price. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure to try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Somebody's already tried the citrus here at our station, and they apparently like it. And remember the name, New Vodka, N-U-E, not just my pick. It can be yours, too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call. Grab New Vodka, N-U-E, in stores now or go to newvodka.com to find it near you.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a natural, Richard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru's last day.
Yeah. And look how happy you are.
Oh, I'm...
And then you'll talk to the, hey, Evan, the clouds are so white. The sun's so bright.
Rats!
Dude, when I hear that, it is offensive. Not from Evan, but from you.
What do you mean?
You're just so... relaxed. Hey, Evan.
I love hearing Evan talk baseball.
It ain't about what he's saying. It's you.
No!
That's a great one. Real quick, WNBA back tonight. Caitlin Clark, the new Sam Bowie. So, dude, play. She's hurt.
How many games did she play last year?
And we did this.
So she came out of college where she played 38 games.
She played
right
40
to the league, and she played every game.
It's taking a toll. Dude, just get healthy, Caitlin. I like watching you.
Let's go to D-Dub in Rincon Valley.
Where's that?
It's in Contra Costa County. What's right, D-Dubs?
That's right. What's up?
What up, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
So, actually, Rincon Valley is east of Santa Rosa. But it's all good, baby.
That's
Let's
right.
Break it down to the
You
staff.
Know what? Hey, real quick. Hold on. You're right, obviously. You know what I was thinking of? I don't know why I was thinking of Berean Christian. That's a high school in Contra Costa. But you're right. Rincon Valley that's in the Redwood Empire. Dang it. All right. All you, buddy.
That's right, baby.
Yep.
So we want to talk about accountability, right? And I get it. We want to put some blame on the players, and I get it. But there's a huge staff. We've got pitching coaches, catchers coaches, hitting, batting, defensive coaches. I mean, where's the accountability? I mean, if this is part of Bob Melvin's staff that he's hired, at some point he's got to bring these people in and say, look, this isn't working. Either you change what you're doing because we can't even do situational hitting, or you guys are fired. Unless we get a wake-up call like that, I understand why people want to wave the white flag. I mean, I get it. What's your take?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm going to just pass it to Steiny because I got goosebumps because Steiny acts like managers don't matter in Major League Baseball or coaches. But you say what, Steiny?
I would say that Buster Posey, to me, has employed a strategy that's not altogether dissimilar from when Chris Mullin became the general manager of the Warriors. Mm. And when Mullin got in here, the first thing he wanted to establish was stability. Stability.
Like
they'd gone through a million coaches. So I really believe that the first thing Buster Posey wanted to establish here was stability. Bob Melvin, you've been our manager for a year. I think you're fine. You're going to be our manager for the next 2 or 3 years till we get this thing stable. And then we'll start to think about it. That's what I think.
That seems really – I hear you. I respectfully disagree on that. I think that accountability comes down to that staff that they've hired to be, say, a batting coach, a hitting coach, a pitching coach. Here's the domino effect that I wanted to talk about. The pitching staff isn't really all that bad, but when they're now to the point where they're burned out because they've got to pitch a one or a two-hit shutout to keep them in the game, they've got no run support, you've got to just take a step back, pump the brakes, and say, wait, hold on. Let's get the rest of the staff involved, and we need to do a powwow. Something's not working, and it's happening, and it's running rampant across the entire organization. Yesterday was an embarrassment, but it's kind of how things are going.
Yeah, let me be clear. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any accountability. I was just, you asked me what I think Posey's, you know, what some of his goals are. And I think one of the goals, like, I think it's obvious he does not want to fire Pat Burrell because he doesn't want to take the onus off the players. He's not, like, if you fire Pat Burrell, you're basically saying we couldn't hit because of our hitting coach. And the issue then becomes what who's the next hitting coach and what happens if there's no movement then?
Now, I'll say this to that, Steiny. I hope he's not operating under that assumption.
Because
if somebody it should go or they're worthy to go, they got to go. Forget the politics of what it looks like and not blaming the players. What you just said a couple hours ago, and you're not the only one, they're not going to be – this is not a baseball fantasy draft where the season's over and you start from scratch. You got to keep moving forward. And even though Melvin got that – or any manager, Steiny, even though Melvin got that extension, the report card never goes away. And I believe to the caller's point, let's just say Buster had confidence in the staff. If he's watching intently, like we know he is, and we're fans, he knows the game inside and out, he can lose confidence every game by watching what's going on. And then I'm going to just go here. I'm not calling for the pitching coach's head, but I do wonder if he's wondering how the hell did Birdsong turn into Steve Sachs in a couple of weeks? Like, okay, we could blame Birdsong, and he's just into – he got optioned. I get that. But Buster Posey, Steiny, to me, is a work in progress in regard to grading his coaches and his instructors. And if I'm him, I know he's got to be somewhat disappointed.
In whom?
The instruction.
I don't.
And
he
could be half player two or more.
Well, then why did he extend Melvin?
Rid of all the,
but he extended Melvin.
That he did.
Right. Because
but how many coaches have gotten ran with you know,
stability's more important right now,
all right,
to Buster Posey.
But you do understand
anything.
Guys get coaches get fired with
not this
years
soon,
on their
right?
deal.
Not this soon.
Well, I'm not saying how soon. I'm just saying it's
like
happened.
Imagine
it
this. Imagine this. You're the Giants and you have been a 500 team for 3 straight years and now Melvin's got you 3 games over and now you're going to fire him?
Well, you're 3 games over now.
Right. Yeah, you were 10 of them.
And this
over.
Is the same.
So you're
going
to fire him the minute things go south.
No. I'll even, just for the sake of the conversation, it's not when they go south. This season, is playing out the same way the last couple have, and they were always over 500. Then you think, okay, they got action and traction, and then they just keep losing, and they fade. If that thing continues, I know he's got the extension, but I'm wondering, okay, I'm going to ask you this question, you and the listeners. Does last year matter to you if you're Buster Posey, how this season ended for the Giants? I think if it tragically goes and keeps going south, Posey can think about that if he wants to. And you can say, well, Goo, what are you saying? What's gonna? I'm just saying.
I mean, if you really want to know some of my true thoughts, he's got like, you know.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You know who we say fire the hitting coach when we have no idea what's really going on.
All right, but will you give me this real quick? Hitting coaches get fired, right, Stoney?
Sure they do.
So do third base coaches and first base coaches, right?
How many hitting coaches have been fired this year? Just I don't know
the answer.
Okay,
but you gave me mine.
Okay,
they get fired, right? There's an accountability,
and you think it's time to fire Pat Burrell?
No, I'm just starting to question Pat.
No, you've been questioning for the last month.
Okay, so I'm just asking you, where do you hang your disappointment
on
as a collective?
The players.
All of them?
Yes, 95% of this to me is on the players. That's me. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this, like, I just don't, like, I get it. I'm not saying managers don't do anything.
Right.
They make important moves in the game. They got to pick the right relief pitcher. They got to find out who they want to pinch hit. But damn it, I don't know what Melvin or Burrell can tell Rafi Devers, who's been a darn good player for 8 years in this league, to get him to go. To get him to get going. Yeah. I just can't. That's on Devers.
But you don't believe that's not on the manager and coach to help the player get out of a funk?
He can't hit for him.
No, that
hey,
I get.
Hey, Adames, quit swinging at that ball outside. Okay, like what? You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. For the life of me, I don't know how. Like, I make no connection between Devers getting here and not being able to hit, and it have anything to do with Melvin. Like, all Melvin does is pencil him in the lineup every day, which is whatever the Boston manager's done
for
6 years.
Okay, so let's,
years.
All right, that's
why they got Devers, so they could put a dude in the lineup, in the middle, every day, and not have to worry about him.
I'll give you that, but let's double back to the hitting coach. What about the rest of the game? Because we all can assume nobody's lit the world on fire at the plate. I'm just asking you, Stoney, what is Pat Burrell? Even if Pat's name was Tony, what is his job description?
He's
the hitting
coach
for the San Francisco Giants that have underperformed all season.
I'm just
saying, hey, you know what? The person that takes this job with the Giants, you got a free pass because you got crap. That's not how it works.
Well, it also isn't how it works when you're 52-49 and you're going to fire your hitting coach because you've lost six in a row and
it's bigger
you're still
than that,
right
though,
there.
Stoney. Even though you're winning games, this offense is not done. We watched that 36 game
stretch.
This isn't
a good offense. Like, when will you see that? Like, it's
not
a good offense. They're going to struggle to score runs. Let's go to Jake's in El Cerrito. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Stoney. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I just have this idea. You're talking about the hitting coaches and the managers. I think Goo is just taking like an NFL mentality to coaching and scheme and applying it to baseball, where, you know, like, you know, the Rams go from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay, and all of a sudden they have a great offense. You know, and you can do a lot more with just the right the coach and manager, you know. But in baseball, it's just individual matchups. It's just having your head be clear, being comfortable in the batter's box, and that's not really something that a hitter's coach can do. It's not that a hitter's coaches don't do anything. It's just that it's not as easy as just like, oh, what is the right thing for me to say to this man? And then all of a sudden he's going to start cranking home runs.
And I agree with you, and I hope I'm not making it sound that simplistic, but my question to you is, and Steiny, he's already answered it, you can agree with me because it's fact that hitting coaches lose their job.
Sure. I mean, everyone can lose their job. It doesn't mean that they're really the ones controlling everything. If I run a company and all of a sudden Blockbuster goes out of business, I'm going to lose my job. But was it my fault or was it just that times changed? I just think that I see this in a lot of areas where people, you know, like I think NBA owners are firing their coaches left and right, you know, because they see the NFL and they think, well, if I get the right coach, all of a sudden my guys might be good. But really, the NFL is just unique in that sense. You know, I'm calling it NFL-itis. Everyone just applying NFL-like axioms and ideas to other sports. But I just been listening for the last couple of days, and I just don't think the hitter's coaches are to blame.
I get you. I respect it. But we're going to find out what Posey thinks, Donnie, and it won't be – because you're talking, Steiny, like I'm saying, fire them tomorrow before they get to the Pirates. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, man, don't be shocked if something were to happen, if this offense keeps going and doing what they're doing. But to sit here and say they're not underperforming as a whole, that's strong. And that would be a lie.
Well, Adames isn't underperforming now. Listen, you could have.
I like that guy.
You could have stuck it in my face. Oh, God.
See, I'm not you, though.
No, you. But if you would have.
I'm trying to see what opportunity I missed.
Oh, you missed it.
All right.
A lot of hitting coaches have been fired this year.
Oh, yeah. But, see,
but you didn't say that.
Because I'm not going to sit here in front. That wouldn't have brought home my point. The point is Posey and Melvin going to do it? Because I believe Pat Burrell, something that you just, hey, can I talk to you in my office? What the hell's going on with your unit? And his unit, Steiny, is this giant offense. Whether you believe it or not.
I said it yesterday. Go ahead and fire Pat Burrell. Like, seriously. Like, I'm not fighting you on it. Like, go ahead. Fire him. I never liked him.
Do you have that
like
number?
Like Tony Montana. I never liked him.
She'll be back. Do you have the number of how many have been fired?
Cincinnati fired hitting coach Joel McKeithen and assistant hitting coaches Terry Bradshaw and Tim Lamont. Minnesota.
They did that before the season.
Right, but this is since the end of last year.
Evan, be ready tomorrow for that. Yeah, Evan.
This is since the end of the 2024 season. Right. Minnesota, Atlanta, Texas, the Marlins, and Nationals.
Huh? So it happens.
Rick Shue was reassigned.
Huh?
While not firing the entire coaching staff in Miami, including hitting coach John Mabry and Bill Miller and Jason Hart, were informed they wouldn't be returning this year.
And how are the Marlins doing now?
Not very good.
Well, they got some. Let me just tell you,
they're doing a lot worse than the Giants.
Like mid-season, though, this year, during this baseball season, there's been two teams that have fired their hitting coaches.
Okay, who are they?
The Texas Rangers. They let Donnie Ecker go.
Yeah.
Former Giant. And the Colorado Rockies.
Man. I think it's time.
Those teams are really struggling. I don't think Pat Burrell's safe going into the offseason, but doing it mid-season is kind of tough.
That was my bigger... Okay. Can you explain after I said dibs, Dexter?
You're going to have to read into that yourself.
No, I'm calling you out. Because when he walks in here, you're going to jump on him like, Daddy.
Hey, dibs. Yeah, I love dibs.
So why would you blow when I bring his name up in the text that he sent to try to help the show?
It was more exasperation at you.
Yeah, no, it was dibs.
No, it wasn't. I love listening.
I love dibs. Yeah.
Anyway, what'd he say?
I forgot.
Well, he texted it to you.
Oh, I didn't
read it. Why don't you look?
Yeah, I had to check you first.
Dan in Berkeley. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Your show is great.
Oh, really?
I was going to say, I agree with Guru. Guru is exactly right. And baseball is different than football and basketball. And it's almost exactly like a golf coach with Tiger Woods. He's a swing coach. He is an approach coach. Pat Burrell and Bob Melvin and Buster Posey. These people, that does not mean that they are they're proficient. If they were at the college level, they would be fired. At the ACC or SEC level, yeah. If you're not producing, you're gone. I mean, gone. At the major league level, it's mediocrity. So Buster is not a communicator of hitting. Neither is Bob Melvin, and neither is Pat Burrell. So guess what's going to happen with the hitters? They're on their own, and they're listening to somebody that's mediocre. So you got pro golfers listening to a mediocre swing coach. That's when you got problems. You got big problems. And then you got other teams who are starting to see the light, and they're firing these dudes. But then you got Buster Posey. He's a bootlicker, so he wants to. He's got Matt Chapman and Logan Webb saying, "Oh, keep Bob Melvin, keep Bob Melvin." Ooh. Okay, so what's he do? Oh, I'm going to keep Bob Melvin because I want to save face when I walk in the locker room. But guess what? The ownership group is going to wise up sooner or later. They know they got a crap. Baseball president of operations, and they should fire him. Have a good day.
I do like the communicator of hitting. That hit me. Dib said the hitting's not the problem. I disagree with this. The hitting's not the problem. It's the defense and pitching. But the hitting's been a problem, Dibs, all season.
Save it for Dibs then.
No, he can hear now. That's my guy. But yeah, now the hit, like, I just want somebody to go to a whiteboard with a felt pen and just walk me through why Devers has put on the black and orange and looks nothing like himself. Now, I'll take injury and I'll be fine and we can adjourn, but
let me ask you a question. If you think he might have been hurt when they got him? Well, then why did he have 15 homers? Like, why was he having a really good year? He was. He got off to a terrible start, and after the terrible start, he was really good.
Right.
And really
I thought that's
good.
Which one the Giants were getting.
I'm just saying, if the only way your theory holds water is if he got hurt here or aggravated something here.
Yeah. Life has a way of life in Stani, and I'll just say this because nobody cares in the Bay. I mean, what do you chalk up? I'm not making the parallel, but I can't ignore it. That the Red Sox have gone upward without Devers, and the Giants have gone south. Is that just happenstance? Like,
I mean,
when you hear that, like, just talk to me. Heat went down the toilet when Butler left. They went down. They were in it, but
they made the play-in.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. They got beat by 50. They didn't. They didn't say, "Hey, you know what? We had addition by subtraction." They suffered, but Boston's balling. I can't ignore it.
You're asking me something. I'll tell you what I think. You'll say, "Oh, Steiny, no."
I mean, never do that.
You always do that.
Give it to me.
Maybe there's a clubhouse issue. Maybe there was one in Boston, and now there is one in San Francisco.
Can I look at you and tell you that wouldn't shock me? Like, I think we would have little stuff that would come out. But I'm just saying, when you're doing this bad and not being yourself and balls are just dropping and you're looking like the Bad News Bears defensively, Dibs, I mean, everything's on the table. So I do wonder if there could be an issue. So I didn't say, Steiny, you're wrong.
You would have if I wouldn't have given you the prelude. Oh, Steiny, no. What are you saying? Devers is a cancer?
It's just not a cancer, man.
Maybe they got communication issues on this team.
Melvin said that with Casey Schmidt and the ball that Acuna scored from first.
Yeah, but he's talking about on the field. Maybe there's more. Maybe it's off the field, too. Maybe this team's not together. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on in that clubhouse.
Stoney Birdsong didn't record an out. That's what I do, huh?
And don't ask him to hit a Marlins guy for no reason at all.
That Steiny just, it can't be that.
It's part of it. Absolutely, he's a part of the story, whether you like it or not. By the way, and I didn't do this, but when I was telling you about Birdsong, a lot of people were like,
"What are you shaking your head?"
A lot of people were like, "Steiny,
you're on to something, please."
You know who? Okay. Well,
why hasn't any reporter asked Melvin about it then?
Because they're gutless. No, I don't know.
Because it's... Forget the who it is and the team.
It's not a hard question
to ask.
It's
kind of preposterous, Donnie. They didn't ask him to rob a bank. They asked him to hit a guy and move on with two outs.
Okay, if you say so. If you say so. I'm put... You know what? I'm going to do it on the other side. I am. I'm going to do it. That last segment was brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.